waking up the Tri-State each weekday. It's the My Morning Show with Bobby and Liberty on My 105.3.
This is the My Morning Show with Bobby and Liberty on My 105.3. Hey, we have a guest here, Lib.
Yes, we do.
We've got Michaela here. She's from Southwestern Behavioral Healthcare. Michaela, I understand some folks call you Mac.
Yep.
Is that okay if we call you Mac?
Of course, yes. What if I call you Rory? Because you're reminding me of her from Gilmore Girls. I'm getting very Gilmore vibes from you.
You can call me whatever you want.
Okay. Well, don't say that. Don't say that, because she's going to push the limits here.
We're best friends now.
All right, Mac. So here we are, just kind of getting into 2025. And we think now's a good time to talk about addiction services, right? And folks that might have been putting it off, they're fighting addiction and they need help. And you mm-hmm. and Southwestern Behavioral Healthcare, they offer that help, right?
Yes.
All right. So talk us through that process.
I think it's as simple as just making that first phone call.
So if somebody is finally ready to kick it, to kick their, mm-hmm. to whatever their addiction is, first step is to call you guys?
Yeah.
Let's get the number out there.
For Stepping Stone, it is 812-473-3144.
So Stepping Stone is the name of the program?
Yes, it's the addiction services.
So when we talk about addiction, I mean, that covers a whole variant of things like drugs, alcohol, mm-hmm. Mental health. How do you guys help with all of those things together?
We have a residential program for substance use. It's 21 to 28 day program. And then we also have outpatient program that help. We do like dual assessments. So you can do mental health and substance use, anything from like gambling to alcohol to drugs. Or if you just need a therapist to talk about your mental health, we offer that as well.
That is Michaela from Southwestern Behavioral Healthcare here in Evansville. These types of services, like the 21 to 28 day thing, is that covered by insurance? Is that an additional cost? That's certainly something to think about, right?
Yeah. So we do. We accept all insurance. It's just a matter of if your insurance will pay for it. But there are like other ways around it. Like even if you don't have insurance, like we'll still accept you either way. We can help you get on Medicaid. We have residential grants. So there are other ways around if you can't pay.
Because that would be something, maybe an excuse or something to put it off. Like, well, I can't exactly be off work and I can't exactly take the time to do this and pay for it.
Yes. We have a great patient accounts team too. They have like a sliding scale fee. So it would be based off like your income and your dependents, and you can be put on a payment plan and stuff like that.
All right. Then I would think also, Mac, that there's kind of an embarrassment type thing. If you're actually stepping up, you're taking that step, you're wanting help. I assume this is all private. I mean, if you meet in a group setting, can people feel comfortable sharing their stories?
Yes, everything is confidential.
Yeah, that's a good point for sure. I'm sure there's some shame and embarrassment in admitting that you have a problem. Mm-hmm. But that cliche is a cliche for a reason. You know, admitting you have a problem is like the first step, right?
And then
so the next step would be to call Stepping Stones. I like that. That's a good name for that. Is there a place online we can go to learn more about Stepping Stones?
Southwestern.org.
Southwestern.org. If you'd like to learn more about Stepping Stones, the program for addiction services there, you know, if you're dealing with something, now's the time to do it, right? Make that first step in 2025. If you know somebody that's dealing with some issues, maybe mention it to them. You know, just kind of bring it up in discussion and conversation and see.
I mean, you have a Facebook page. You could just message it to someone. But, oh, oops. Did I do that?
Oh, my bad.
Well, there you go.
What is the Stepping Stones thing? Oh, I didn't even know that.
I didn't mean to hit send.
And we also have a 24-hour mobile crisis unit. So if it's like the middle of the night and you're like having a mental breakdown they are mobile and they're 24 hours, so they can either talk with you on the phone or they can send a team out to you. And so we coordinate with them really well, too.
Yeah, because moments like that, they may not happen during normal business hours. So you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's a great point. All right, Michaela, that's some great information. We appreciate it. Michaela's from Southwestern Behavioral Healthcare. Again, it's southwestern.org. Learn more about all the services there, including the addiction services and Stepping Stones. Thank you so much for coming in, Michaela.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you.